The BSA is how the state decides how to distribute funds per student to every school district. Education funding in the state has been stagnant for 6 years now and hasn't kept up with inflation. This year, KIBSD is preparing for the worst and planning their budget on yet another year of flat funding. Cindy Micka is the school district's superintendent.
With flat funding, if everything stays the same with revenue coming in from the state and the borough with flat funding, our finance department is projecting about a $4 million deficit starting off.
Micka says she wants to maximize efficiency for Kodiak schools. One way to do that is fill every classroom. The current KIBSD Board of Education guideline for both the middle and high schools is 30 students for each teacher. The elementary school has different student-to-teacher ratios for each grade level. Right now, many classrooms aren't filled to capacity. Micka says filling each classroom and finding ways to skim some staff could be part of the solution to the school's budget.
What happens is that, you know, there's always a group of teachers that don't sign their contract for whatever reason. They retire, they resign, they move back to the lower 48. So we're looking at what those are and possibly not refilling those positions.
But Micka was also quick to say while they may not rehire for certain positions, they have no plans for layoffs.
Layoffs is not even on the table. So okay. I'll just say that right up front.
There may be electives on the chopping block this year as well. However, Micka has not done much research into which ones. KIBSD was projected to take about $2.5 million out of its fund balance, which is similar to savings, this year. The state also provided a one-time gift to schools, and the district received more than $1 million in addition to the BSA. The district also had a difficult time filling vacancies, and the budget set aside for those positions will return to the school's fund balance. Micka says they just might be able to make it through the year without dipping into their rainy day fund.
We still might not see as deep of a dip into our fund balance because, as you know, we have had a hard time staffing this year. So positions that were originally budgeted for were not staffed, and so we actually might come out even this year.
There are some legislative fixes on the table. Senate Bill 52 proposes a $1,000 increase to the BSA, which could bring around $5.5 million to the island's school district. But Micka says most of that money would go towards the deficit in their current plan for the budget with a flat BSA. In Kodiak, I'm Brian Venois.